This is Special Agent Gary Negronelli of the Florida Department of Law Enforcement. Today's date is August 15th, 2016. Approximate time is 2:33 p.m. This is in reference to case number FM-010027. I'm currently at the Punta Gorda Police Department. Interview with Lieutenant Heck. Also present is Special Agent Supervisor Patrick Crow. Lieutenant Heck, can you state your name and state it for the record, please?
Katie Heck.
Spell it.
K-A-T-I-E-H-E-C-K.
Okay. And can you raise your right hand? Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes.
Okay. And again, your position here?
I'm Lieutenant of Community Services.
Okay. And how long have you been in that position?
This position since September of last year.
Okay. And then prior to that?
On the road as a corporal, road patrol.
And prior to that?
Canine officer.
Okay. And then when you were a canine officer, you were a canine supervisor or officer?
Officer.
Okay. But you were never over the canine unit?
That was during my tenure here since September.
Okay.
Of Lieutenant of Community Services.
Okay. And you were over Officer Cole at one time?
Yes.
Supervised him? Okay. And before we talked about if you recall having signed any requisitions for some blanks.
Yes.
You didn't at the time?
Correct. I didn't recall.
But now you do? You heard that there
yes.
was a requisition?
Yeah, we've been doing some research.
Okay. And then if I showed you the requisition, would you remember it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. And this is the order. And this is the requisition.
Yeah, this would be what I would see.
Is your signature on that
yes.
requisition? Okay. And it's
yep.
under the supervisor?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, all so right. that's right.
And this was February 11th, 2016?
Yes.
Okay. And it was for 3 boxes of Special Super X blank rounds?
Yes, sorry.
Specifically Winchester. And these, this is made out to this high power outfitters?
Yes.
Is that a typical place that you guys go to?
It's a local gun store, so yes.
Okay.
We've used them, I know we use them for gun cleaning, and I think we've used them for our rifle purchases that were not the government ones that guys are buying.
And those blanks, so for the record, were 38 special blanks?
Yes.
Do you want to look at it again?
Yeah, yeah, I'm pretty sure they were. Sorry.
It's okay.
Yeah, 38.
As far as the training of the canine, did you guys keep like a training log each time that you did specific training with the canine?
Me as a handler or Lee with his dog?
Either.
Lee's now, yeah, I mean, he keeps training records. He trains with the sheriff's office though.
Okay.
It's a Charlotte County Sheriff's Office. He did all of his initial training with Northport Police Department. And then he trains with the Charlotte County Sheriff's Office. So I personally, even though I'm his supervisor, am not involved in his actual training.
But
if that makes sense.
He keeps his own training records?
Yes.
Okay.
And then they're also on a computer system.
Okay.
Are they maintained at Charlotte as well?
I don't know.
Okay.
From what I understand, no. I don't know if that was the official answer or if that might just be...
Okay. Were your records maintained?
Yes.
They were?
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha.
They've changed supervisors a couple of times, so I don't know if maybe that's a practice that they're not keeping up with anymore. But.
Okay.
And I'm sorry, you mentioned Northport?
Yes. His initial canine training was with Northport Police Department.
His initial training?
Yeah, the whole canine like academy.
To get certified?
Yes.
Okay.
And he continued training there until, I think it was September or October of last year. I just don't know the exact date, but it was September or October.
After his certification, he continued like regular
yes.
canine training with Northport?
Yeah, that would be... I think Northport was training once a week, and at some point I know he got cut down to only twice a month because that's what's actually required. And just for a staffing issue, we just couldn't get him up there
oh, okay.
once a week.
Okay. And that was until when with Northport?
Northport was switched to Charlotte County in September or October. I just don't know the exact.
Okay. Didn't know why.
Without looking. Northport was in a lot of bad press with all their canine apprehensions and everything, and okay. We just felt their district for the state attorney's office and everything is also different.
Okay.
So there's just a lot of practices that are different.
Gotcha.
That it just made more sense for him to come back here.
So the training is just required twice a
yeah,
month?
Case law requires, you're going to quote me on that. I think it's 16 hours a month or 8 hours a month for every discipline, which is why we train twice a month, because then the dog is dual certified in patrol and narcotics. So mm-hmm. it just, there's no real requirement except for case law saying
okay.
how long each dog should train in each discipline.
Was there a requirement on keeping the log, keeping a training log, or is it?
There's case law requirement for it. Okay. You have to produce it in court.
Okay.
That's mostly on the drug side, but for us there'd be no difference for patrol as well.
Okay.
So he does document all his training.
As far as the ammo goes, again, it looks like the requisition was for some Winchester 38, and we're just trying to see if those other rounds that were given to him, if you can recall, like if I showed you a box.
I can try.
Okay.
Do you ever recall giving him blazer blanks?
No, I think. Is Ranger a brand?
I don't know.
Oh, I truthfully don't
okay.
remember. It was honestly one of those things when we were moving, we didn't need them, and
sure.
I put them in a Publix bag or some kind of shopping bag and gave them to him.
That bottom one, you recall?
That looks familiar.
Mm-hmm.
We're just trying to figure out how he came into possession of those.
Yeah.
The Winchesters are soft. We bought those.
That might have been it, but I just don't know for sure.
Yeah, possibly.
Yeah.
Which ones were they? The Blazers?
The rectangle, yeah, that's a rectangle box, right?
Yeah.
Which ones?
The bottom ones.
Okay.
The only thing on that, the top of the box doesn't say anything about being blanks.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so positive that the box that we gave him said something about being blanks on them.
Okay.
Because that's how I knew they were different than other ammo that we have, because.
Do you recall looking in the box?
No, we talked about that before.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I just.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't.
And again, it was how many, do you think?
Well, I actually do think it might have been two boxes, just in talking more about it, because I know it was in a bag, and I'm thinking, well, if I only had one box, I wouldn't have put it in a bag, and I know I gave him, like, a plastic bag.
Okay.
All right. Which, actually, we were in the back lot. I don't know how long. I don't think our cameras store that long. But he was parked in our back lot.
When you gave him the ammo?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, I mean, for what that's worth, but I don't know what that,
oh,
you know.
You said it was, you moved the 4th of July weekend.
Yeah, so it was probably before, like the week before, like as we were packing.
So, first part of July, end of June.
Yeah.
I think that you handed these over to him in
yes.
the back lot. Okay.
Because it was definitely before we moved.
All right, you know the cycle on that? Is that a 30-day, 60-day cycle?
I think it's 30.
30?
But that's not under, I don't know for sure.
All right.
That might be what they tell us, and then it's something.
Okay. Was it, obviously you're here like, what, 8 to 5 or something? Is that your?
Yeah. Yeah, so it would definitely be during the day. He normally works nights.
Okay.
But that's hit or miss, because a lot of times he comes in during the day as well. So, okay. I mean, for sure it was during the day.
It was during the day?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. No, I think we need to talk to Captain Woodard.
Okay. All right.
No, we're good.
Okay.
Thank you. That'll conclude the statement. Approximate time is 2:43 p.m.